1,742. It's a number. It's a number that concerns Jesus Christ. It's the approximate number of Sabbaths that occurred during his physical lifetime on this earth. 1,742. Of course, we can't be exact, but that's pretty close. And in one way or another, he observed every one of them. His parents, of course, observed them, so he was along with the family, like some of the young people here are, observing the Sabbath at one level of involvement, but observing it. The rest of the Jewish people did also, along with his neighbors. It was a way of life in the land of Israel, among the tribe of Judah at that time. And in particular, the Sabbath was a part of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Luke 4, verses 15 through 16. And I'm going to give you some very obvious scriptures today that talk about the Sabbath. And they don't apologize for the fact that it is the Sabbath that is being talked about, being observed just as God has commanded. In Luke 4, verse 15, and he taught in their synagogues. Now, synagogue life was at that time, and it was following the return from captivity from Babylon, a way for the Jewish people to assemble. Not necessarily everyone was able to come to the temple, but they all observed the Sabbath. And in actual fact, what we're doing right here today is not so dissimilar from those who keep a service on the Sabbath in a synagogue. Of course, the doctrines, not Christianity for them, but in that way, of course, different. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. Verse 16, so he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, again pointing to the fact that this is something that Jesus Christ always did, he went into the synagogue on the seventh day and stood up to read, to instruct, which is something they do. In fact, even today, and I was looking, asking the all-powerful Google, how many synagogues exist in Israel today? And they said maybe as high as 10,000 by some estimates, and that shocked me. But then I found out that a synagogue might be meeting in a parking lot, you know, a vacant room, anywhere. It's not always a structured facility, but the Jews do observe the Sabbath, because they keep the sign that God gave to them, where none of the other tribes do. John 18 and verse 20, to begin with, I'll read to verse 21. Jesus answered him, this is when he's pretty much on an ongoing trial among or in front of different people. He said, I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple where the Jews always met, and in secret I have done nothing. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. Indeed, they know what I said, and they know how he observed the Sabbath, although they had made it a burden at his time. That's not the way he treated it. In fact, he said in Mark 2, verses 27 and 28, this, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. And Christ talked about the Sabbath. It was part of his ministry, as I said earlier. He talked about the future. He talked in terms of prophecy about the Sabbath. In fact, it's something that affects us today when he said, pray that your flight not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. And that's in Matthew 24 and verse 20. But first, I want to address Matthew 5, verse 17. Matthew 5 and verse 17. Christ said this, and this supports all that he had been doing in his life. It supports what his ministry was going to be and what it actually was already beginning to be. He was instructing the people at that time, and he said, "Don't think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." And what does fulfill mean? Do away with, like the world thinks? Hardly. If you fulfill the law of going 70 miles an hour, you're keeping the law. You're not doing away with the law. It doesn't stop existing because you happen to be one of those law-abiding citizens. And the Sabbath itself, same day that Jesus Christ observed, he didn't change at all through his ministry or after his death. And that carried on to the church as the church was established and grew, and Paul was brought in to become a minister, an apostle to the Gentiles. We see this very beginning part of his, we can call it ministry, because this is right after he was baptized and received God's Holy Spirit and got a new course to his life, let me say. Acts 9 and verse 20 says this of Paul. After he had been struck down, blinded for a few days, and once he received his sight, and not long after that, immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues. And I guess, again, there were meetings in the synagogues, of course, on other days, but he preached that he is the Son of God. And as we continue to see in Acts 17 and verse 2, since we're in the book of Acts, a couple of scriptures about Paul, and there's several that talk about him going into the synagogues of various cities in various nations and preaching first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles that were also in attendance. Acts 17 and verse 2, then Paul, as his custom was. Again, have we heard those words before? Absolutely. It is said of Jesus Christ, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue. He kept the Sabbath. Now, Paul's keeping the same Sabbath, not a different day of the week, but the Sabbath. As his custom was, went into them, and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures. Acts 18 and verse 4. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. Now, I want to make a point here that the Sabbath is a sign between God and his people. It is not a sign between God and his people to observe Sunday as the day of worship. Exodus 31, verse 15 first. Exodus 31 and verse 15. Work shall be done for 6 days. Now, to me, that's a defining command from God that Sunday is not a day of worship, it's a day to work. But the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. And that was the administration of that time. Then in verse 17, God makes this statement. He inspired Moses to record it. Verse 17 of Exodus 31, it is a sign, speaking of the Sabbath, between me and the children of Israel until next year. No, forever. For 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. You know, it's a sign between me and the church, God also reveals as you go forward, and history reveals that the Church of God can be identified by groups who kept the Sabbath, and so it is today. And there's more, of course, in terms of understanding who the true people of God are, where the true church is, but certainly one of the signs to have a relationship with God is to keep the Sabbath. I wrote in my summary about this sermonette, those who pretend that Sunday is the day to observe instead of the true Sabbath are themselves nothing more than pretend Christians. And that's what they are. They are not the true Christians. There are all kinds of, I want to make sure I've got enough time to do this. There are all kinds of verses in the Bible that professing Christians try to use. Well, I want to read a statement and see if this is appealing to you and if this really offers proof. This is from the Illustrated Dictionary of the Bible by Lockyer. And under the heading, The Lord's Day. It's the first day of the week or Sunday, the day especially associated with the Lord Jesus Christ. A special honor was reserved for Sunday, the first day of the week. This was the day on which Jesus was raised from the dead. Every Lord's Day, therefore, here's the conclusion, therefore is a weekly memorial of Christ's resurrection. Clearly, the early church assembled for worship and religious instruction on Sunday. That's not clear at all. That's an absolute lie. And they call it the Lord's Day. And they say, well, the Lord's Day, it goes on, is not to be confused with the Sabbath, the Jewish, quote unquote, the Jewish day of rest. What they miss that is so obvious is God gave this instruction not to just the tribe of Judah, but to all of the tribes of Israel. They kept it one way or the other through the generations. Now, I think I believe it's Exodus 16, God gives the instruction about when the Sabbath was. They had lost that knowledge in captivity. They didn't know any longer when the seventh day of worship would be. There are a lot of scriptures people turn to try to identify Sunday as the day, the Sabbath that Christians are to observe. But I say again, they're pretend Christians. It's not the Sabbath. Isaiah 58, verses 13 through 14. Isaiah 58 and verse 13. God says this, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasures, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. You're going to have a relationship with God. And apart from that and without that, you have no relationship with God. You're on the outside and perhaps not even looking in at that point. And I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken this. You know, just a concluding thought here. We all know people, those of us who have been in for a while, who have left the Church of God and quit keeping the Sabbath, the holy days, and the laws of God. And it's interesting to me, in talking to some of them, that the one thing they retain is what? I'll give you a moment to think. What would that be? That they're still diligent beyond measure to be faithful in. Well, they make sure they're not buying pork bacon or other things that contain pork. For some reason, that has been one of those sticking doctrines that they brought out of the worldwide Church of God and other parts of God's true church. They have no problem profaning the Sabbath. But brethren, the Sabbath hasn't changed. It's still the same day. It's the day that we are meeting on today, and it's the day that will be observed in the millennium. And as long as the seventh day is a day of observance by God, it will not change. It will always be the same day in the order of days as God has revealed it.